Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the morning news. In a shock decision, the entire board, running the French equivalent of the Oscars, resigned yesterday. The 21 members of the César management team collectively stood down just 15 days before the award ceremony over procedures and a lack of transparency within the voting system. Along with a controversy over Roman Polanski's nomination this year, the board, which includes Steven Spielberg and Laura Dern, has faced demands from a petition calling for a complete overhaul of the system, signed by prominent figures within the industry. It is yet to be decided how the management of the awards will evolve once this year's ceremony has taken place. The 181 French nationals who were flown back to France from Wuhan, the epicentre of the coronavirus, are being allowed out of quarantine today. They have been kept under supervision at a centre in Carry-le-Rouet in the Bouches-du-Rhône after being flown back on the first evacuation flight organised by the government. The Health Minister, Agnès Buzyn, is visiting the centre today to meet patients and nursing staff. Those who were flown back on the second flight still have several days left in quarantine. The total number of people in France contaminated with the virus has stabilised at 8. It has been confirmed that the man recovering in hospital in Bordeaux has now left. However, numbers continue to rise in China. There are now 1,500 deaths and 65,000 people contaminated with the virus. Health staff are back on the streets today, almost a year since they started protests against a lack of resources in hospitals. Over 100 demonstrations have been planned right across France to put pressure on the government to save struggling hospital departments. President Macron is visiting the Mer de Glace near Mont Blanc today as part of his climate change initiative. He will speak later today about global warming, an issue he regards as the battle of the century. The Mer de Glace is receding by 8 to 10 metres per year and has lost around 2 kilometres since 1850. And finally, there were no surprises in the last quarter-final of the Coupe de France last night. Second division Épinal was knocked out 2-1 by Saint-Étienne. The semi-finals will therefore be PSG versus Lyon and Saint-Étienne against Rennes. The games will take place on the 3rd and 4th of March. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.